does not sleep, he does not slumber. God does not have the nature that is tired. God does not have something in him that makes him get weary. We look like him. We take things from him. He has attributes comparable to us, but some are different from ours. God does not get tired. He does not go to sleep. And this is God that you serve. This is God that I serve. God is in charge of that which concerns me. I am at peace in the hands of the Lord. I am rest assured that the Lord shall address this situation.
Amen.
I am rest and assured that I shall have testimony.
Amen.
I am rest and assured that if it seems like the pool of water, there is no dry land, but I know God makes a way where there is no way. No matter the situation the Lord parted in the Red Sea, he shall part this one also.
Amen.
And this also shall become a thing of the past. And you, just like other children of the Lord, you shall testify to the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
You shall share good news and say, God has done it for me. Come, let us rejoice together.
Amen.
It will not be said about someone else. It will be said about you that me, I have a testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo. Encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, TAIWO.com.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready to receive blessings of God today?
Yes.
I believe it's well with you and your household. It is well with you and all that concerns you. Things that you think they are good now, they will get better.
Amen.
Things that you think they are better now, they will get best.
Amen.
And they shall always be well with you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The topic we are using to encourage ourselves today is encapsulated in his casing. Encapsulated in his casing. So we have to break the word down one by one. Amen?
Amen.
Encapsulated comes from the word capsule. Okay? Capsule. What is capsule? In medication, there are things that are called capsule. Okay? How does capsule look like? What does capsule look like?
It looks like plastic.
It looks like plastic.
Yeah.
Rounded.
Yeah.
Okay? And it contains something inside. Alright? That is encapsulated. Alright? And that thing that is inside is you. The thing that is outside is called casing. Right? You are wrapped up with, you are wrapped up by something. So, you are encapsulated in his casing. This is not just a case. This is not just an enclosure. So, in his casing, it is not your case. It is not in anybody's case, it is in God's case, in the enclosure of God. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere this morning, and I want you to get it right, quite all right. And so, there is no need to rush. Please let us open to Psalm 23, the one that everybody knows about, right? The Lord, let's read together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Everything I want to preach about, it's already in this Psalm 23, if you can understand the concept, this is a person that understood who he was in God. He started by saying, the Lord is my shepherd. That is, I care less about myself. God cares more about me. Okay? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me, by my side. You are close by. Once I know you are there, I don't care. I'm okay. Amen? It is not about me anymore. I got a big brother watching over me. So, you are encapsulated in God's kissing. Peace is certain for everyone. Okay? We want peace, right?
Yeah.
Don't give me money, give me peace. Don't give me a parents, give me peace of mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Or maybe in terms of husband and wife, the I don't cook my delicious food, give me peace. Right? Hallelujah. Or maybe the parents to children too. Alright? Get good grade, but also give me peace. Peace is something, is an indispensable gift. You have peace of mind, you are what? You are okay. Amen. We want peace of mind. We want things to be going our ways. But how do these things come into manifestation? They come into reality. By God. But how do you know God will take care of your issue? How do you get the bill paid? How do you get the good, positive medical report that you are expecting? How do you grow in your faith in God? How do you get your expectations met? By stressing yourself? By overworking yourself? Sleeplessness? Agitation? Fighting? None of those gets your prayers answered. What gives you solution is what? God. And God doesn't go anywhere. God is always there. But those things you are expecting, you may not have them if your mind is not prepared to receive them. And I'm asking you a question this morning. Do you feel it? Do you understand it? Do you believe that you are not by yourself? Do you know that someone has gotten your issue to address? Do you know that your tomorrow will actually be better than today? Do you know that that impossibility can actually become possibility? Do you know that you can actually smile and have a good laughter? Do you know that you can actually do it and say, I am happy, besides without you pretending? Do you know that joy can actually come to your mind? With God, all things are possible. It shall be well with us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Psalm 34, verse 5. Let us read together. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. They looked unto him, their faces were radiant, and their faces were radiant, and they were not ashamed. Who do you look up to? Who do you look up to? Do you remember that time that things were not going the way you expected? Do you remember that time that you felt like the world was collapsing on you? Do you remember the last time you felt like, it seems that I'm going to die with this issue? Do you remember the last time that you felt like there can never be help? Do you remember right now that your past has become past and this is your present? Okay, now I want you to force yourself out of yourself to now see a better future ahead of you. I want you to dream that God has raised you up. God has given you upper hand over that adversity. God has proven himself in that situation. God has addressed that has to do with your marriage. He has addressed that has to do with your economy. Do you see God in it? Do you see tomorrow better than today?
Yes,
yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, let's go forward. Let's go to that Psalm 23 that we read, verse 4. Somebody read for us. How can I make you to feel that place that he has read? All the efforts, all the ability is not what brings solution. When you relax in the arms of God, things will be working on your behalf.
Amen.
Things will be working your way.
Amen.
Your case will be settled.
Amen.
Your bill will be paid.
Amen.
God will actually address that situation. God will take care of it. Hallelujah. We parents, we tend to worry about our children. But you know that none of those, your agitations, can change anything in the life of your child. No. Not a single thing can make anything change except relaxing in the hands of God for him to walk upon that child. You don't determine his future or our future. God does. God knows the type of friends that we seek. God knows how to channel the pattern of that person's life. But God takes care of things that are committed into his hands and that we trust him for. Don't let us forget my big English. Encapsulated in God's casing. Let's jump to Psalm 121 verse 4. Psalm 121 verse 4. Psalm 121 verse 4. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. Hallelujah. He that watches over us does not sleep. He doesn't say good night. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't doze off. Just like you sleep when you are washing your teeth after you have eaten your big dinner. God does not sleep. He does not slumber. God does not have the nature that is tired. God does not have something in him that makes him get weary. We look like him. We take things from him. He has attributes comparable to us, but some are different from ours. God does not get tired. He does not go to sleep. And this is God that you serve. This is God that I serve. God is in charge of that which concerns me. I am at peace in the hands of the Lord. I am rest assured that the Lord shall address this situation.
Amen.
I am rest and assured that I shall have testimony.
Amen.
I am rest and assured that it may seem like the pool of water, there is no dry land. But I know God makes a way where there is no way. No matter the situation, the Lord parted a part of that sea, he shall part this one also.
Amen.
And this also shall become a thing of the past. And you, just like other children of the Lord, you shall testify to the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
You shall share good news and say, God has done it for me. Come, let us rejoice together.
Amen.
It will not be said about someone else. It will be said about you that me, I have a testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your testimony is not strong enough. That's why you're shy of it. You've been looking for a child for 20 years. The Lord answered your prayer. You are telling me you are shy to testify to the goodness of God? You won't feel shy. Even if you can't put two words together, you will come out and say, come, you knew me, right? And now you know me.
Yeah.
I am saying the Lord will give you testimony that will set you free.
Amen.
The Lord will give you a testimony.
Amen.
That will draw people's jaw.
Amen.
That will make them to say, huh?
Amen.
They will not be able to pretend that they did not see it. Rest in the arms of God. You are not alone.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
Somebody say, I am not alone. No matter what you are going through, no matter your fear, no matter what your fear is, no matter what is shaking you up, no matter what the matter is, when you think about it, you feel uncomfortable. I am saying, he that keeps Israel does not sleep, he does not slumber. The Lord has an answer for every unanswered question.
Amen.
The Lord shall raise you up, nobody can break you down.
Amen.
The Lord shall promote you, nobody can demote you.
Amen.
The Lord shall make a way for you that nobody can block. The Lord that is called the caterpillar of life, he will walk over every obstruction, he will shatter them into pieces. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. I'm not fighting a battle by myself. You feel like you are bigger than me? Yes. Go ahead. You will know that I have God and nobody is bigger than him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, people of the Lord, I want to teach you how to feel it. What we are talking about today as we wrap this up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to teach you how to make it happen in your life. Enough of theory. Let us go to the practical. Do you agree with me so far, all I have said? That you are not by yourself. God is with you.
Yes.
Do you agree with me that you are living in a shell that nobody can penetrate because you have God's protection?
Yes.
Do you agree with me? You shake the capsule, you know something is inside. You know you are life of God. You are a living being in the hands of the Lord. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You know that which seems to be dead is still alive because you have God as your boss. Amen?
Amen.
How do you make it happen? Sometimes when we are in trauma, things are rolling against us, our flesh denies us of the fact that we need to know. We know it, we don't feel it. And when it starts to come, see, everything that we know fly away. It feels like you have never read Bible before. It feels like you are not a Christian. It feels like your God is not alive. And I'm telling you today, we can make it happen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
One of those things you have to do, if you have not been writing anything down, please write these 3 points. Things that I must do to feel that I am encased by God. Number one, declare your identity in God. Make your declaration, your identity, declare it in God. Hallelujah. Amen. How do you achieve that? Why do you have to declare? There's something they call thought pattern. Thought pattern. After sometimes you tend to think in one direction. I don't care what it is. That is who you are. That is how you feel about things. That is how you think. You need to interrupt that line of thought by making a declaration of the word of God into your life. When things of life are rolling against you, and maybe we should set an example. If you are in need, your landlord gives you a notice, you don't pay, you quit. Alright? And it seems like joke. And before you know, they are serving you a letter from the court, from eviction. Masha, they started to knock your door. They stick letters at your door and say eviction notice. And before you say jack, they started to throw your stuff on the street. And now things are getting rough. You know, this is the line. This is what is going to happen. I am telling you, based on what we are discussing today, when you are feeling, you are feeling that heat in your body, declare the word of God and say, I know God that I serve. It shall be well with me.
Amen.
I know that this problem shall not kill me. It shall be a thing of the past.
Amen.
I know that God is able to do the impossible. This is one of those things that he will do. I know God has been proving himself in the past. This is another issue for God to prove himself. What I'm saying sounds positive in the sight of negativity. But this is what you have to do to break the pattern of the negative thoughts. And force your mind to believe in the power of the Lord that you are in God's hands. You are not empty. That is point one. Hallelujah. Point number two is question yourself to retrain your mind. Question yourself to retrain your mind. Question yourself to retrain your mind. Ask yourself a question. gave me what I have today? Who gave me what I have today? Are you sure? But they are telling you are poor. They are telling you are nobody. Everybody, the whole world seems to be against you. Things are not positive. The boss is just not, it's just not friendly. There's nothing you do that makes him happy. He always finds a reason. I ask you a question. Who brought you to that position?
God.
Who made it happen?
God.
The problem you think you have today, there's something that led to it. How did it come by? You remember the time you were jobless. You remember the time you were passing your resume all over places. All right? If God can make a way out of 10,000 resumes and they selected you, and now issues are rising in this job, God that patterned that way, that made me to be selected where I start to have this problem, the same God will step in and he will solve this problem also.
Amen.
This is how you train your mind. It happens in marriage. They said there is no marriage that is perfect. I don't know about you. My dear, my perfect husband. There is no marriage that is perfect. There's sometimes you like blue, she likes red, right? And you feel like nobody likes me. Do you remember the time you were looking for somebody to marry? Do you remember? Do you remember how many prayers and fasting you had that God should send somebody to your life? Do you remember? Do you remember? The day that you met that guy, do you remember that it was two of you that were walking on the street and that day? And he started to have interest in you. He did not have interest in the other lady. Do you remember? You are laughing. Is it not true? Amen?
Amen.
Who made you to be the wife that now have the problem? Who brought you to that stage? God that made it happen at that time, can he still not help you and make person that does not see your color start to see your color? That is our God that we serve. Amen. The last of it is more spiritual than putting theory into it. When you declare the word of God, pray over it. Pray until your joy is full, says Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is not very repetition like some people that knocks our door on Saturday morning used to tell us. They said, don't pray in the public. They said, Jesus said, don't pray in the public because it's a vain repetition. That's not true. Tell them that Jesus Christ said, ask and shall be given. He said, ask until your joy is full. It is not vain repetition. God, I want you to bless me with a child. You said it yesterday. You are saying it again today. Say it again tomorrow. That is not vain repetition. Repeat it until your spirit agrees with it. Declare the word of God into your issues and pray over it. Hallelujah. Once you start to proclaim something, there's something that is powerful in our profession, in our world. And it becomes more powerful when you turn it to prayer. People in the spiritual realm, they understand this. And that is why they don't want you to see it. They don't want you to exercise it. The word that comes from our mouth is powerful. It's an authority. Amen? Your word is an authority. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, now pause. I am saying somebody should shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is an authority. I said something, you responded. That is what they call authority. Amen? In your issue, when you declare something, it's an authority. You don't misuse that authority by declaring negative things over your issues of life. Because it appears to be negative does not mean it is negative until you declare that it is negative. Somebody, you understand that? And devil is afraid when he knows that you know this secret. He's scared of you and he will start to seed some doubt into your mind, making you to feel like, you know what, it's not going to happen. Tell yourself, when you don't feel it, continue to profess and say, it is going to happen. I am going to see this child restored. I am going to see this home become the homes of joy. I am going to progress in my endeavors. It shall be well with me and my household. I shall grow in faith, and I shall be steadfast in the services of the Lord. Continue to declare the word of the Lord. Amen? Pray until you believe it. Retrain your mind each time it wanders away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Declare the word of God repeatedly, repeatedly, and repeatedly until your mind agrees with it. Become an insensible person with your declaration of faith. They say it's negative, you say it's positive, you are crazy. That lad was sick and died, and people were crying. And Jesus came in and said he's alive, and they started to mock him. That's what I'm talking about. Make yourself appear foolish in the sight of a faithless man. Yeah? Make me feel like I'm a fool if I don't declare the word of God over a matter by declaring it that God says this is what is going to happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Declare the word of God even though it does not make sense. I want us to be on our feet. No matter what you are going through today, the Lord who makes way where there is no way shall make way for you.
Amen.
The Lord that healed the crazy man, the man that was, they call him a crazy person, the person that has lost his mind. He breaks everything, they have to tie him with chains. Jesus set him free. So what is your issue? Now we take it from here by declaring the word of God over that issue of life. Open your mouth now and begin to declare it. It may not sound like prayer, but I want you to declare it.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York, 11691. Learn more about us at WOEM.org.